The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. So, welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to have you all join each other, co-creating this time of practice. So, welcome and good evening, good morning, good everything, given all the different time zones. So for today's practice, we are going to continue with the theme we've been exploring over the past few weeks. We've been exploring the eight pillars of joy, inspired from the Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. And we have covered the various pillars, sometimes spending a couple of sessions, two, three sessions on them, and maybe we'll spend more on them in the future. Today we've made our way to the sixth pillar, which is gratitude, which makes sense. Of course, gratitude and joy and happiness. We intuitively understand the relationship between the two. And of course, science these days, psychologists and neuroscientists who have interest in meditation and these practices have done lots of research. Actually, psychologists specifically, Bob Emmons and Michael McCullough, have done a lot of work on gratitude and the effects of it. On happiness, on the relationship between gratitude and happiness. And just to set the framework, just to set the stage, I wanted to share just a couple of things before we get into our guided meditation together and explore for ourselves. And one thing I wanted to share first is a quote by Brother David Steindl-Rast, who's a Catholic Benedictine monk. And a scholar who spent a lot of time in Christian Buddhist interfaith dialogues. And the way he puts it is, it is not happiness that makes us grateful. It is gratefulness that makes us happy. Every moment is a gift. There is no certainty that you will have another moment with all the opportunity that it contains. The gift within every gift is the opportunity it offers us. Most often it is the opportunity to enjoy it, but sometimes it's a difficult gift. Sometimes a difficult gift is given to us, and that can be an opportunity to rise to the challenge. I love the way he puts it. So whether the moment has challenges and difficulty, and whether it's one to be enjoyed, we may not have another moment like this one, rich with this one. So there's a sense of gratitude for this moment itself, for the opportunity that this moment gives us. It's an interesting perspective on gratitude. There's so many different ways we can approach gratitude, of course, for blessings we have in our lives, things, people, opportunities. And yet the perspective that he brings is so right here, right now, this moment is a gift, this moment as a gift, whether it's challenging or not. And I really appreciate that radical perspective on gratitude, that wow, this moment, this too is a gift, whatever is bringing. So I'd like to bring that. And another couple of things to bring in is also to consider that in Buddhism, we can be grateful for everything. We're invited to consider gratitude for everything, even gratitude. It's one of the teachings. Our most precious spiritual teachers are challenging people who challenge us, who push our buttons. I don't like to call them the difficult people, because they're not difficult as far as they're concerned. They might think we're difficult, right? It's just people we're entangled with for whatever reason. So in Buddhism, we're invited to be grateful for our people, for people we have challenges with, as our most precious spiritual teachers, because they help us develop our spiritual practice and cultivate goodwill, compassion, and equanimity, even in the face of adversity. And let's see, yeah, a couple of other things I wanted to bring in to set the stage for our practice. Again, having referred to Robert Emmons's research, so his colleagues, Michael McCullough and Joanne Tseng, found that gratefulness, it's not as if when you express gratitude, it's not as if you become a Pollyanna and it's, yeah, it's, you only look at what's good. But their studies show that grateful people don't ignore or deny the negative aspects of life. It's just that they simply choose to appreciate the positive as well, not just focus on the negative, because as we know, we have a negative bias. All of us human beings have a negative bias anyway. And also they say that people with strong disposition towards gratitude, which we can develop, which is why we practice it, so that we have a strong disposition towards gratitude, have the capacity to be empathic, to take perspective of others. They tend to be more generous, more helpful to their social network. Other research as by Michael McCullough and Emmons has shown that people who have who actually do this gratitude exercise, not just as a practice, sitting practice, but in their research, they have people write out what they're grateful for. They exercise more often. They had fewer physical symptoms. They felt better about their lives. They were more positive about the week ahead, etc. Oh, and they made more progress towards important goals in their life. So it seems like gratitude is not demotivating. It's in fact motivating. It's not as if you just rest on your laurels, like, oh yeah, I'm just grateful for everything, but actually motivates you because it shifts your internal, your experience. And one last thing I wanted to say before we start our meditation together is that it turns out that the simple act of, and there's plenty of brain research, which I'm not going to go into, it will be too much to cover, but just one thing I wanted to say, it turns out that the simple act of smiling, as little as 20 seconds, triggers positive emotions, and it releases neuropeptides that work to fight stress, and various transmitters, serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins. Serotonin is an antidepressant, dopamine stimulates the reward center, and endorphins is a natural painkiller. And smiling not only makes you happy, basically, but it's a gift to others. It's contagious. It makes them happy too. So just smiling is something we can be grateful for. Even I've tried this actually, by the way. I remember years ago, I'll tell you a personal anecdote. Years ago, I remember I was having a lot of physical symptoms and I was feeling actually really, really down. And I decided, you know, I'm just going to experiment with smiling. I'm just going to put on the perspective. I'm just going to smile. I'm just going to smile and walk around and smile and act as if I'm happy. And then what I noticed in my mental space, it actually shifted the way I was feeling about my physical symptoms and pain. All of that shifted by actually just smiling. It's faking it until you actually become it. So plenty to motivate us if we aren't already to practice gratitude. So let all the words go. Let all the words go, and now let's practice together. So I'm just going to invite you. Let go of all the words and land. Land in your body. Land in your body. Landing, arriving in this moment. Turning your gaze inward, receiving the breath from the abdomen. As if the abdomen, the belly is smiling, smilingly receiving the breath. And with each smile, with each breath, the abdomen relaxes some more. Your sit bones relax some more and land some more. Your body relaxes some more. Maybe even wearing a smile on your face, experimenting. What do we have to lose? Smiling at each breath. With your face, with your heart. With your abdomen. Your legs, receiving the breath smilingly. The whole body, as if wearing little smiles. Not trying too hard, just letting it be gentle. As if you're noticing the smiles are already here. Now you're not doing it anymore. Maybe earlier you were trying, but now. Let it be a natural. Response to receiving this breath. And we'll spend some time just receiving the breath in the body and settling one breath at a time. And if thoughts arise, let's try this on for size. Maybe meeting the thinking mind, the thoughts, with gratitude. And oh yeah, this mind thinks. It does its thing. Let there be a little smile of gratitude. Oh, thank you. And then bowing to it, like a little balloon, like a child's helium balloon. Letting it go. The balloon that has a smiley on it. Thank you, thought. Setting it free. Allowing yourself to rest in the body with the breath. Landing more deeply, relaxing the shoulders, the chest, the abdomen. Landing with each breath. And I'd like to invite you as the breath moves through your body, staying with the body and the breath, and dropping in this reflection in the body, not in the head, not to think about it, but dropping the reflection as if a pebble in a pond, and see what comes up. And the reflection is, name one blessing. What is one blessing right now in this moment that I can open my heart to fully and really appreciate for a minute? And stay with one. Many might come up. Just stay with one and really relish it. Really appreciate this blessing. Opening your heart to it gloriously. Breathing it in to your body, this blessing, into your heart. Stay Staying with it for a few minutes, actually. Now bowing to this blessing and dropping the pebble in the body, pebble of the reflection. What's one other blessing in this moment in my life, in this moment's experience, I can really open my heart to and appreciate? Breathing it in, staying with it, all the ways it nourishes you. Bowing to this blessing if you wish, and inviting another if you wish. For the next few minutes, taking your time, inviting one blessing at a time and spending some time with it. Studies show it's better to stay with one for a little bit instead of jumping about too rapidly. You decide when to switch from one to another now. If you're moved to put your hand on your heart center, middle of your chest, really really connect with yourself, with your heart, with yourself. See how this connecting with yourself might shift, bring more dimensionality to this practice of gratitude. And if you ever find that you're ruminating and you're off thinking stories, instead of just resting in the body with gratitude and goodness, it's okay to come back just to the simplicity of the breath and the body for a few moments. Until there's a sense of settledness, spaciousness, openness in the heart and mind. And then drop in the reflection into your heart, to your body again. See what arises. Keep yourself embodied, not top heavy in thought. Now, to invite you, if you wish, to bring to mind someone with whom you have had challenges with. The two of you have been entangled in something. And don't push it, but see if it's possible. If it's possible that you can have gratitude for this person, maybe not choosing the most challenging person in your life, perhaps starting with a little lighter, okay? Be someone you've had some challenge with. Starting gentle, starting with a 5-pound weight, not the 100-pound one. See if it's possible that you can have gratitude for this being as your teacher. For this challenge, for the challenge they've provided to have expanded your heart into more kindness, compassion for yourself, for them, more equanimity. Maybe you've learned something through the challenge. Can you be grateful? Can there be gratitude for this being? Or maybe at some point they weren't challenging. Can you have gratitude for that aspect too? Or maybe they're no longer challenging. Just play around with it in your heart. Gratitude for this being. Gladness that they have been in your life. And bowing to this being, to this person in your heart, in your mind. Bowing, letting them go. And now inviting you to bring to mind, if you wish, again, don't push it at all. Just an invitation. If there is something in your life that has been challenging, or maybe is challenging now, that you can also be grateful for. That the challenge also has gifts for you. Again, don't push it. Just an invitation. Can your heart be opened to gratitude for even this, for even this? What kind of a shift in perspective? Perhaps. perhaps a radical shift in perspective does it take to see beauty and grace, even in challenge? And if you're becoming judgmental, or this exercise, this practice, invitation is not working for you, drop it. Just drop it. Be very gentle with yourself. And now, the last invitation. As Brother David put it in the quote I shared at the beginning, can there be a perspective of this moment as a gift? Letting the body be relaxed, soft, receiving the breath. This moment of being alive, breathing, being conscious, whether it has beauty, joy, or challenges in it, can this moment radically be received with an open heart of gratitude? This blessing. This unfathomable grace of being alive. This moment. Just this. Gift of consciousness, this miracle, unexplainable, sublime. And gratitude for this moment, for having been able to show up, to practice, together in Sangha, or if you're listening later on audio dharma, being able to have access, time, interest. Such gifts. May the gifts, the blessings in our hearts, in our lives, open our mind to gratitude, to gladness, to joy, and to freedom. Be of support to ourselves, to others, and of service to all beings everywhere. Thank you all for your practice. I will change the settings now so that you can type in chat. Everyone will see it, or unmute yourself. And if you would be willing to share any reflections from your practice, that would be lovely. Please. And you don't have to raise your hand because I don't see all of you. I see very few, just a small band. You can just unmute yourself and go.
This is Marie-Christine, simply beautiful. Today's meditation was just glorious. Truly, truly glorious. But I'm really touched by it.
This was one of my favorites, so...
I want to thank both of you, both Marie-Christine and I think Claire was the person I heard. Thank both of you for your practice, your beautiful, glorious practice that your heart opens up to appreciating the beauty, the glory of gratitude. Yay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any other reflections, please? Here from Casey, found it really difficult. That's okay too, Casey. It can be anything, these practices. That's why they're called practice. They're not called perfections. They're called practice. Anything you like to say, you don't have to. Just an invitation if you'd like to share a couple words. About it, if you wish. It'd be helpful to others, probably too. Only if you wish. Okay. I'll take your silence as either technology issues or passing on the invitation. I will say a couple of things about finding this practice of gratitude challenging. Could be a lot of things coming up. You know? Could be a sense of the mind turning towards scarcity, towards, oh, there's nothing to be grateful about. Or there could be, and again, none of these might have been the case for you or any of you, but I'll mention them. So if at any point anything like this arises during the practice, then turn to yourself with kindness. Let yourself hold yourself with kindness and with compassion. It becomes a compassion practice. So the invitations I give are all invitations. You don't have to follow them. It may not work for you. It may not be what you need in this moment. So turning towards yourself and holding yourself with compassion. And there might be, and then maybe there would be gratitude for, oh, there's a little bit of compassion. There's some gladness. Oh, I'm able to access kindness and compassion. Well, yay, gratitude for that. So start wherever possible. It doesn't have to be universal and big and cosmic. It can just be whatever. Oh, or gratitude for, oh, I have a roof over my head right now. Oh, there's so many people in the world right now that live in refugee camps. They're not sure of what their next day is going to bring for them. Wow. Not to bring guilt. And again, some people's mind can go towards guilt. It's not your fault. And yet to appreciate there's so much to be grateful for in this moment. You have a roof. You have electricity. You can. So just start simply wherever it's easiest.
Thanks, Nikki. Sorry, I'm ready to speak now. Sorry, I was just kind of trying to figure out my my technical issues.
All good, no worries.
Yeah, so hopefully I didn't interrupt you when I just spoke.
That's fine.
Yeah, but I'm ready to speak if it's convenient, yeah.
If you would like to say something, but I also want to... go ahead, tell me what's on your mind.
I think it was difficult. I think it wasn't all of it. It was just the section on gratitude for like the semi-difficult person or the difficult situation, because the last year or two I've been inundated with so many stressors that I don't really feel like I have the capacity. Like I asked myself today, like, what's the lesson behind it? And it's just been really hard to get like perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel so like the cup is over full.
Yeah,
like I just can't take anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I'm very glad you figured out the technology stuff and reflected that was the piece that was challenging. Of course. Of course. And that was an invitation that I tried to give very gingerly, like, don't choose the most difficult person. Choose, like, if it's possible. If it's not, don't push it. Drop it. So it can be challenging again. And what you spoke to is exactly an example of that. So if that's a challenging practice right now, because your cup is full of stresses, don't have to push it. There might be another time that, oh, your mind, your heart naturally opens up to that. Yeah. All of these are invitations. Thank you, Casey. I want to attend to a couple of comments and make sure we have time for small groups. Billy offers, unable to focus, mind wander everywhere and little lost after 15 minutes. No problem. No problem. So again, I really appreciate the, you know, seeing that. Sometimes it's like this. Sometimes it's distracted Buddha. I have that too in my practice sometimes. Oh yeah, call it the distracted Buddha. And can there be gratitude for actually coming back after 15 minutes? Yay, I came back after 15 minutes. It could have been 30 minutes or an hour. 15 minutes, yay. So there's always so many perspectives we can have to have gratitude. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I have gratitude for you, for your courage and you know, straight and uprightness for just saying that, yep, it was like this. So much gratitude for you to actually open up and just put it in the community. Beautiful gratitude for that openness. And Forrest offers, I was surprised to appreciate living in a peaceful society relative to war. Oh, that is huge. Yeah, that is huge. Sometimes when I do longer gratitude practices or have more sessions, I'm more prescriptive and I talk about, you know, peace and, you know, the peaceful society, well, the time of peace you're living in and not war, having lived through a war myself. So there's so much to be grateful for, so much to be grateful for. So dear ones, before we run out of time and wanting to save a couple of minutes at the end for more reflections, I'd like to invite us into small groups. And tonight, actually, here, before you decide, oh, small groups, I'm signing off. Listen to what the prompt is going to be. See if you want to stay. And the prompt is this. The prompt is, in groups of three, we'll go around and each person will just share one thing they're grateful for, one thing they're grateful for. And you'll be amazed how joyous it is to hold witness to others when they share something they're grateful for. Your heart can open. And so they say something and they'll say a few words about it, maybe, you know, maybe 30 seconds to not just to say, I'm grateful for my health. Well, I'm grateful for my health because maybe earlier I wasn't feeling so good, but now today I was able to go for a swim. Wow, I'm so grateful for it. So maybe bring it, just giving it some context. And then second person, third person, and then you go round and round until time is available and see how your heart feels, both sharing your blessing with others and also holding space for theirs. I've done this practice and it's lovely. And if you need to go, that's okay too. Grateful that you could show up. But if you can stay and participate in that, you might actually enjoy it. So here we go. I'm creating the rooms. And let's see. Oh, wait, I need to recreate them. Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh dear. Okay. Let's see. We're having some. Okay. All right. So creating the rooms and need to do a little bit of house cleaning here. Okay. So I am about to open them. and holding yourself and everyone else with kindness. Here we go. Okay, all the rooms are closed. Welcome back. And I'm going to mute you because it seems like some people who aren't unmuted, there's feedback. So great. So we have just a couple of minutes if you'd like to share what was that like? What was that practice like? Especially if you haven't spoken before. Rebecca, I see you're unmuted.
I was just delighted to be with someone who commutes from Singapore to the U.S. back and forth. I thought that was delightful that he seems to be all over the world. So that was I was grateful for that.
Ah, great. Sense of gratitude. Lovely. Anybody else wants to share? Especially if you haven't spoken before, first round. Kim?
I found myself full of joy by the end of that exercise. It really works. Gratitude and joy. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Lovely.
To echo what Kim just said, it was just very joyful and touching to hold space and hear what others are grateful for. And the nuance of being grateful in a time that's very difficult for our species. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very grateful I stuck around for the group.
Great. I'm grateful you did too. That's lovely. Lovely. Beautiful. Well, dear ones, it's 7:00. And want to thank you all. I'm grateful to every single one of you for having shown up and practiced together, supporting each other in this way. What a beautiful practice, especially as Dawn brought in at this challenging time. This is a very challenging time. So one reason why I'm actually covering the pillars of joy is because we do need joy to support us in this crazy, crazy, crazy time, especially in the U.S. International people are, please send us your compassion. Thank you all for showing up, for practicing. And yeah, may our practice together support us, support all beings in joy and in freedom. Okay, thank you all. And you can unmute yourself and say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you,
Nikki. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Beautiful people.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Bless the night to all. Blessings.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.